ABC Listen.
I'm very excited 'cause today is the day that we get to do Story Salad.
And a day when we get to do a Story Salad is almost on go.
My name is Bree.
My name is Matt.
And we love to do a Story Salad,
which is what we're gonna do right now in today's story.
Story Salad. Gesture you did to like end the singing.
It's called the cut-off.
Rap, yeah.
That's conducting.
Oh.
So have you ever been to see like a live orchestra?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, the conductor at the front, that's, they control the band.
The timing, the tempo, and when they play.
Like the horns come in here and the bass goes down there and then the timpani
stops. And then they go and stop.
That's rapper. Conducting. Amazing. So you might want to be a conductor.
It kind of, the hand that you're doing to the cut-off kind of looks like a bird chirping. You know,
going, it's going. Ah!
Oh, anyway, we're so excited to be here for another Story Salad.
Can you tell?
Can you tell?
Yes, course, we are. We're a bit singy today again.
I know.
We are busting out these musical Story Salads.
The awesome thing about Story Salad is it might be singy, it might be rhymey, it might be not make any sense, it might make a wonderful sense, it might be moving, it might be ridiculous.
It could be all of those things, but a Story Salad will always be.
And
That's it.
It's
it
true.
Just is.
It just is. A story and don't salad overthink is. It. Don't overthink it.
So Story Salad is a program that you can listen or watch where we get sent three words in from a lovely listener and we have to use those words in a completely made up, improvised story right here on the spot in only 3 minutes.
That's right. And when we have 1 minute left to go of those 3 minutes, we hear this sound, which means... time to wrap up the story, folks.
Yeah, we've got 1 minute to find an ending.
So yeah, we can't go longer than 3 minutes. We've got to try and wrap it up inside the time slot that we have.
Yeah, so we all know what we need now. I know I can hear you all saying,
going,
words,
words, words, words, words.
Get the words.
And some of you are even singing to us going, words,
words.
Get the words, Matt and Bree.
My name is Josh and I'm 5.
And my name is Dana and I'm 8. And our three words are gnome, toadstool,
and bird.
Thanks, Josh and Dana,
I
for those words, which were gnome,
toadstool,
and bird.
We did it the same as they did it because one person said gnome, one person said
really
toadstool,
well
and then they both said it together for bird. I just wanted to recap that. Because I love that they did it as a team.
Because teamwork makes the dream
and
work.
And they were like sharing the load and working together. Yeah. I loved it. It's already put me in a good mood.
Look at it. All right, let's get in right now. Let's fly on into today's Story Salad. We're back in a garden. We're back in the garden. We're back in the garden and we are the gnomes. We are the gnomes.
We love to be gnomes and do gnomey things like walk around the garden and sit on a toadstool and sit on a toadstool because we are gnomes and so sometimes we sit on a toadstool.
And often as gnomes we do a lot of this.
And sometimes we do some of this.
And on weekends we'll do a lot of this.
Because we are gnomes.
We are gnomes, gnomes,
are
gnomes. And you will find as gnomes we do a lot of standing around and a lot of this.
We love to pretend that we're very still. But sometimes we giggle.
And you can't hear us because we're gnomes, gnomes, gnomes. And we do a lot of this.
Ah, said the bird that flies over the garden. She said, actually, I can see you moving. You haven't got me fooled. I can see you moving even though you're gnomes. And they all went,
oh. Hey, what? Summer.
And they were frozen like a statue, trying to fool the bird.
And then one gnome said, "Hey, how can you see us? We're really good at standing still because we are gnomes and we do a lot of this." And the bird said, "Look, I live up in this tree. I live up in this tree and I always look down on the garden, you see, because I'm looking for worms. I'm looking for worms. And then I'll see you move and you'll do a lot of this. And I think, hey, that gnome wasn't doing that yesterday.
And actually, because I am a bird, I have really good eyesight. I can see a long way. I can see a long way.
1 minute. And the gnome went, "Hey, well, come on down here and sit on this toadstool. Let's have a chat. Oh, wait, before we chat, we forgot that we've got to do this." And the bird said, "I'm good." Gnome went, "Yeah, well,
I guess she didn't want to do this.
And the gnomes then stayed frozen for the longest time in the whole wide world. Because they stayed frozen for a lot longer because their secret was out. That they could move.
Yes, and they needed
Humans are too busy.
Humans would never even spot because they're so still.
And
they do this. Yeah.
Whereas the bird has a lot of time out in the garden, so they would have been like...
And the bird flies up high, so the gnome might not even see when the bird's watching.
That's it.
Yeah. So the bird was on it. But it's funny because a bird's a different kind of creature to a gnome and birds don't want to stay still.
No.
They want to move around. They want to, you know, with their heads like...
But if you have... a garden gnome in your garden, keep your eye on it.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on it because one day it might be doing this and then the next day it's doing this. And you'll be like, "Hang on a minute."
And you're like, that wasn't next to that toadstool yesterday. Yeah, yeah. It was under that tree now it's doing this.
Maybe they are tricky. I think, garden gnomes are tricky.
They're the trickiest.
Wait. We've done it.
No more singing.
So we're going to give you three words right now. We've got to give them garden words.
That's right. Because you're going to make up your own story salad with them.
Yes.
And first word is caterpillar.
Ooh, I love caterpillars. Second word is going to be compost.
Ooh, tell us about compost, Matt.
You might have your own compost
bin
in your garden. Compost is like you can put veggie scraps in there and it's like really good nutrient rich.
Any of your waste.
Dirt. It makes really good dirt for the plants.
That's right.
You can buy compost.
And it's like instead of just like throwing like your waste in the bin where it just goes, you know, it can actually be used by the garden. They love it.
Yeah, the worms eat all the scraps and then they make on the scraps and then it becomes like really lovely dirt for the garden.
And it can help you, yeah.
So caterpillar compost. Oh, can we get another C word?
Oh, because we've got two C words.
Caterpillar compost and cucumber. Because you might grow cucumbers in your garden.
In your vegetable patch, yeah.
Oh, cool. I love these words.
So the words again were...
Caterpillar, compost, and cucumber. Let's see what you do with those words.
Oh, good one, Matt.
Well, I feel like the gnomes should take us out today.
Yeah. Hey, gnomes, can you come back in and just, like, do the outro for us? Because we love chatting to our friends, and obviously they can continue to listen to us on the ABC Kids Listen and Listen app. They can also see us on the
ABC Kids YouTube channel.
But for now, for today, we're going to say farewell. So do you want to come in and say goodbye for us?
Oh, we would love to. Well, we love listening to Story Salad. We love listening to Story Salad. But most of all, we love to do this. And then some days we also do this. But more often than not, we love to do this.